2 p.m. I call this meeting to order. We shall kick off our agenda with attendance. Administrator Director Gabriano will call the roll. Our attendance question this evening will be, what is one word your roommate would use to describe you? Good or bad? However you think your roommate thinks you. They're in this room, just be careful. Administrator Director Gabriano, please call the roll.
Spontaneous.
Wise.
Fun.
Messy. Goose, what would you say?
I do not have a roommate, so I would describe myself as pretty awesome. Pretty great to live with.
Probably cool.
Loud.
Cool.
Probably nothing. I've seen him about 6 times here.
Probably. Yeah, I said probably weird.
Contemplative.
No, like in my house, like I'm singing and like just talking to myself in the living room, all over the place. Administrator Director Gabriano? Strange. Advisor Joan S., how would Larry the Duck describe?
Well, I was gonna go with Liv and she'd say oof oof, but Larry would say quack. I'm so glad Larry's not my roommate though.
Anyhow, with that, a quorum is narrowly met, and
don't
we will proceed. We'll start off by approving the minutes from January 4th. Are there any objections or corrections to the minutes from the 4th? Objections or corrections, seeing none. Minutes are approved. We shall then move on to community comments. Is there anyone from the community who wishes to comment? Community comment, seeing none. Move on to unfinished business. Controller Johnson, do you want to give us that huge contingency update from last week?
Yes. Budgets? Very big. I still haven't figured out the rescinded money because I'm very bad with time management. Now they have Uber runs the time, so we're still at $82,822. Again, $82,822. We'll be in touch.
Alright. Are there any updates from community chairs that you want to give us even?
So this is from ethics really quick. There has been an opening in the ethics committee. So if just getting that out here as soon as possible, feel free to let the other senators know. If you are interested in the position, go ahead, feel free to email the ethics chairwoman on the buzz women Solve or myself, either or.
Excellent. Any questions about what that would entail for the parliamentarian? Awesome. Any further committee updates? Any other questions or comments or committee chairs or broader note about current work? With that, we should return to unfinished business. Is there any further unfinished business? on to new business. The one order of new business on the agenda was placed on there by myself, so I'm actually going to talk about this a little bit. And I'm sharing since Bobby has left the country. So the one area, so the Student Senate gives updates to the Board of Trustees whenever they meet during the school year. We gave our first update during that homecoming weekend during October. The last one will be in April, and this is the winter term meeting. We have on the screen there some of the issues that I want us to raise. But as Bobby and myself will both be abroad, we have two options. One, we could submit a written report to the Board of Trustees, but I think this is an awesome opportunity for them to get to know other people involved in the Senate. So with that, I thought it would be a great idea to have Diversity Chair Singh and Administrative Director Gaviano come together to deliver the comments and field the questions to the Board of Trustees on January 29th. They both agreed and are available to do so. The reason for choosing those two, Diversity Chair Singh was involved with a good deal of the work on the current screen, so a lot of that, particularly in Indigenous Peoples Day, was her committee's efforts, so she knows a lot about that work. And then Administrative Director Gaviano is the chairing co-president for the next two meetings and is kind of the acting executive while Bobby and I are hard in contact, so I thought that would be an appropriate combination. With that, I just wanted to open the floor to general comments, and we weren't going to do anything formal to approve this, but if you thought this was inappropriate, we could perhaps work our something together on the floor without any firm approval or amendment. If you want to present some sort of formal proposal, you're welcome to do so, but I thought it might be more apt to open it more generally. So with that, floor is open for questions and suggestions. Senator Gladish?
I think it would be cool if we got even just a little tidbit on the work that's going into the visitation policy. Obviously, there's still a lot of work yet to be done, but I think it would be nice to see just a little blip on that, because I think that's going to be coming up here soon, and that would obviously be a decent sized change in college policy that we would be asking for.
Awesome, Senator Dix.
Yeah, on that note, the survey went out today.
Great,
so
excellent.
The right people.
Wonderful. So on the note, just the discussion here, we can dip into both the suggested additions that agenda, but also if you have any comments or concerns about sending Diversity Chair and Diversity Director, if you want to see somebody else in that mix, you're welcome to raise that as well. And then also just to get kind of a gauge for the three of us, just to decide what's prioritized. If you all want to kind of snap along, whatever suggestions come up as they come, if you really feel passionate about it, you're also welcome to voice updates and comments on the floor as well. But with that, any further additions, suggestions, corrections to the stuff on the screen?
I think Chipotle mayo is one of the most important things.
All right, seeing some snaps. Okay, all right. We're just going to scrap this. Okay, any other suggestions? I'm kind of just giving time to read through it, too, if there's anything else you want to tweak about that phrasing. Well, so I will have these two will send out whatever outline they speak off of back to you too for their final version. These comments can also be very broad about how things are going on campus, and that's something that I encourage you two to think about what you wanted to say about kind of how campus climate is going. But if there are any broader notes you want to add in here, suggest them to raise, Senator Lewin, do it.
Yeah, I honestly don't remember if you and Bobby brought up the physical or accessibility to all buildings for people who are physically disabled last time, but if not, I would really love to see that.
Excellent. Yeah, we brought up green renovations was the topic in applauding LED work for Nobel, for instance, but there wasn't a big element of disability, so thanks for reading that. Okay, any further comments on the Board of Trustees presentation? And without any objections to that, we'll go ahead and...
I'm sorry. Can I jump in?
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys passed a resolution
support, did you pass a resolution supporting Black Lives Matter? No. What was the diversity resolution that you did this fall?
Standing, the intent was to stand in solidarity with students dealing with institutional and forms of oppression. And
was that before or after the fall board meeting?
That was after.
So then, you know, that would be one that I would encourage you to put on.
Yeah, that's, so, sorry, I should have clarified
it
that. That's
there and I just
first
missed
first resolution, not clear. That just, we had the first one, then we had the curriculum.
That, and I'm old
Canada
and
first.
I can't see from here, so that's great.
Excellent, okay.
Sorry.
No problem. All right, anything else on this topic? All right, and Mr. Director Gavirano and Chair Singh, this is all yours to take over at this point. I'll help you out with whatever you need, but pretty straightforward, 5 to 7 to 10 minutes usually?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I just invite you to send whatever outline you use back to Student Senate, because it's up to you to keep them in loop with what you share out. All right, with that, is there any further new business? Further new business? New business? Seeing none, proceed on to announcements. Any announcements? Mr. Director Gavirano?
Yeah. I'd like to remind you to keep working the faculty reports and get back to me by next Monday.
Advisor Jonas?
So when the board is in town on the 29th, they'll do a breakfast with the board that Friday morning, and I encourage you to think about participating that, but maybe even more than you yourself participating that is to encourage some of your residents to take advantage of an opportunity to have breakfast with a board member and to sign up. Sometimes we kind of have like the same old people who are there, and not that there's anything wrong with that, that's fantastic, but I always think it's a great experience for students, and sometimes they just don't know about it, and when the email goes out, like, people jump on it really quickly, so it fills up. So you might just do me a favor and talk to your constituents about the possibility of thinking about doing breakfast with the board, and then to watch for the email, which would go out like early, either late the week before or early that week of that is the 29th, whatever that last week of January. So.
Awesome. I have two items. First off, applications for the Gusty Greeters are currently available. I myself as Gusty Greeter this year, I've been able to do a lot of like student, like, you know, peer service oriented things in my time on campus, but I've never felt the opportunity to like earnestly connect with a group of students who are like really in a cool time in their lives and to do as much like meaningful support work as I was able to do in that role. So if supporting your peers and you know, just helping people through some really fluid life phases is something that speaks to you, I really strongly encourage you to apply. There's no mold of like the Gusty Greeter. I think that there's maybe a little bit of an image of them being super peppy or something, but like I don't feel like I fit that. I don't think that many people in our organization fit any. Nobody fits in the same mold. It's pretty much like a very diverse, very fun cross-cutting of campus. So. Consider applying or encourage your friends to apply, and I guess that's just for the not seniors in the room, obviously. But the second thing is that in like 36 hours, I'm on a plane to Tokyo. So I'm out of here. Bobby's out of here. So good luck to you all. Don't burn anything down without taking pictures or something. While we're away, but we're really excited. I think it's a really cool opportunity for Hubert to kind of take the helm and just get the feel for meetings. So I think that he's got a really good eye for the organization. Sometimes when you're type minutes, you don't get to share your input and kind of your vision. I think that Hubert's an incredibly intelligent and capable leader, and I'm excited that y'all get to work with him for 2 weeks here. And hopefully you don't like it too much that we're not invited back when the spring semester kicks off. But with that, enjoy the next 2 weeks. Johnson?
Controller. fun little tidbit, I'm sharing. So I got the bill for the first semester Gust Bus, and it lists how many rides were given throughout September through December. And I think there was 10,967 rides. So
enter in again.
He's also going to throw on the record that the PA applications are also available. They are due the exact same day as the greeter applications. So please, if you feel like being a fun peer assistant and doing what Alex and I do, I don't know if that takes that away from that, but anyway, please feel free to take a PA application. We'd love to see you.
Cheers, Zane.
I'm going to echo the greeter applications and bulk of Esmos. I've heard really good comments. Everyone said you're doing good with adding the one for Wednesday night. So that's really awesome. And I just talked to Jonas, and we get to announce that we finally have selected a new director for the Diversity Center. Her name is Jamie Hollis. Jonas?
Yep.
Okay, Jamie Hollis. She's super cool. I met her. She was the person that came on the first day that they were having the campus tours and sessions for all the candidates, and she's very competent, very knowledgeable, very friendly and approachable. I think she's going to do a really good job.
And she's moving here next week, and then she'll start the 1st of February after she gets her kids organized in their lives, their new lives.
I guess I'll just keep having going by echoing the PA application. Also, it's just super cold out, so try to stay warm, y'all.
Totally blank on what I was going to say, so I'm so sorry. Controller Johnson, I don't know.
Yeah. For those who may be in their first few years here, Greek Life is starting to do the recruitment events this spring semester, so look out for sorority and fraternity events around campus. It's great. It's great to get involved on a huge personal campus. And then also, because I know the ATs have done a horrible job about advertising it so far, we have an SNL coming up this weekend. Sports themed, really easy to go for ATs. Like volleyball, badminton, I think a few other things, and then pizza.
Alright, back to myself, this is what I was going to say. I inserted a link to Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up in that email about the Gus box. Anybody notice that?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I just loaded it in 2007, but I get really bored writing emails like that, so just wanted to share that on the record. Because if you're somehow not reading your emails, but you're listening to the minutes, you're an enigma, and that's